First of all, well, it's good to see each one here this evening, and as always, we welcome those who are joining online. Trust you'll enjoy God's Word tonight. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel in chapter 13. And we're in verse 9 tonight, which is speaking about God's judgments upon those false prophets. Those false prophets who said they were God's prophets, said they were sent by God, said they had God's message, but God said, I didn't send them. They don't speak for me. And now he's bringing his judgments upon them. Let's read verse 9 this evening. And mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity. God's hand. God's hand is going to be upon them. Not for them, but against them. And you remember a couple weeks ago we spoke about, oh, to have God be against you. I don't want God against me. Praise God, I'm one of His. And He's for me. He desires that I be obedient to His word. And that divine lies, they shall not be in the assembly of my people. We looked at that last week. They shall be expelled from the assembly of my people, of God's people. What an awful thing. What an awful thing to have God say that He's against you and that His hand's going to be upon you. And then to say you'll be expelled from His people. You'll not dwell among the people of God. You see? Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I'm the Lord God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord God. In case I forget to say it at the end, all those who die outside of Christ, die without the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to know one day that He is God and that He is their judge when they stand before Him and He casts them into the lake of fire. So we look at the second one of these judgments tonight. They shall be blotted out of the writing of the house of Israel. They shall die in their captivity. Captives now. They're going to die in that captivity. They shall die childless. In captivity. They shall leave no posterity to themselves. And so their names shall not be found among those who return out of Babylon. It's not there in the register. It's blotted out. It's gone. Not them or their posterity. Israel kept a public register, even though they were off in captivity. They kept a public register of those who were Israelites, those who were Judah, what tribe they were from, who their family was. But they're going to be blotted out of it. Turn with me to the book of Ezra. The book of Ezra. And it speaks of this here in Ezra, the second chapter. And I want us to begin reading with verse 59 here. And these were they which went out from Telmelah, Telharsah, Cherub, Adadan, and Imer, but they could not show their father's house and their seed whether they were of Israel. Why couldn't they show? They weren't in the register. They weren't there. They were blotted out of it. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 652. And of the children of the priests, the children of Habai, the children of Koz, the children of Barzillai, which took a wife of the daughters of the Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, but from the priesthood. They were profane from the. They couldn't be priests. They probably were trying to lay claim, rightful claim to being a priest. They couldn't even do it because their names were not found written in the register. There was no record of them being there. Turn with me to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 7. These two books are really interesting. I enjoy reading through them every time I do. Every time I read through the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah, and certainly as you read through them, there's good admonition there for churches of the Lord Jesus Christ today in them. But that's not the subject. Chapter 7 of Nehemiah, and look with me here at verse 62. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 642. Well, just about identical to Ezra. And Ezra and Nehemiah were contemporary there, in going back to the land. And of the priests, the children of Habiah, the children of Koz, the children of Barzillai, which took one of the daughters of the Barzillai, the Gileadite, to wife, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore were they not as polluted, put from the priesthood.
They were put from the priesthood because they had profaned it, so they weren't even recorded in the register.
This was God's judgment on them. Why was it God's judgment on them? Because they had done falsely.
they had not done as they were to do. We're studying the prophets in the book of Ezekiel. But the same thing applied to the priests, the Levites, who were unfaithful. You see, they shall not be found among the living in Jerusalem. They'll not be found among the living, because largely because there's no record of them. It doesn't matter what you claimed if there's no record of you. Your claims fall on deaf ears. I want us to look at the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah in chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 4. And let's read verse 3. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. I got Jeremiah. Sorry about that. That wasn't sounding right. Okay. I'll get to the right place. You all were there. Chapter 4 and verse 3. Well, let's read verse 2 with it. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. But see, those who are not holy, they're not found in Jerusalem. They're not found in Judah. Why? Because they were deceivers. Because they were liars. Because they were false. They didn't serve the Lord God. Is that, are those individuals who lie and deceive and do for gain, are they holy? Do they have any semblance of holy? But here we read in the book of Isaiah that those who are found in Jerusalem, those who are there and they're there legally, they have record of their register, of their lineage, of their right. They shall be called holy. They're there because God has blessed them to be there. They shall not be found written among whom God has from eternity chosen to be vessels of His mercy. They're not. Listen. In application of this, and it just what we read here in the Old Testament, which was true of Israel, can carry over to our day and time, and it is true of our day and time. There are many who profess to know Jesus Christ. There are many who seem to be religious. On that note, we've been looking at such individuals in the book of Matthew. Pharisees, scribes, chief priests, elders of Israel. Religious people, religious leaders of Israel. But they didn't know God. They didn't know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not His will, did not His commandments. And so today, there are those who make a pretense of religion. There's those who make a pretense of preaching the gospel, which Paul says is not the gospel, because it's another gospel, and it's not the gospel. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't mix works with grace. A man receives Jesus Christ as his Savior because of the grace of God, because of the gift of God. He receives it through repentance and faith, which are given to us. They're granted to us. They're given to us
to receive Him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Their names are not written. Not that they were written and now because they are disobedient, because they're false prophets, their name is blotted out, stricken out. No, their name was never written there.
Come with me back to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation in chapter 13. And I think if you bear with me, you'll see this thread here. Revelation chapter 13, and look with me here at verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. That is the false beast. And not everyone that dwells upon the earth, but just a minute. Let me read the rest of this. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
All those whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life slain from before the foundation of the world, that then in this day, in this time, when the false beast is there, they are going to worship him. All them that are upon earth whose names are not written in that book
are going to worship the false beast and not worship the God of heaven, not worship the Lord Jesus Christ, which is what we're talking about here. Turn with me. Well, I think there's another one that might go along with it. Yeah, chapter 17, and look with me here at verse 8. I think that's the verse I want. Yes. The beast that thou sawest, was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. You see, all those whose names were not written in the book of life on the earth, dwelling on the earth at that time, stand amazed at the false beast. Stand in wonderment of the false beast. Why, look at this great, great man. Isn't he wonderful? Look at what he's doing for us. There are many that are duped that way today.
They're duped by these false prophets who are standing in pulpits across our land, across the world, proclaiming to be the servant of God, but delivering a message that is foreign to the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore foreign to God the Father.
You see, these are those who, in the name of Christ, prophesied
Just as these false prophets in Ezekiel's day, they had prophesied in the name of God. We are the prophets of God. And our message is different than what Jeremiah and Ezekiel's message and Isaiah's message, right? This is what God has told us. You say, well, that's not what God told them.
God didn't tell them anything, God says. And so the false prophets, the false preachers across the world today, they have not the message of God, but yet they're speaking as they do have the message from God, as they are messengers of Christ.
Are they messengers of Christ?
If they speak not according to this word, there's no life in them. If they speak not according to this word, there is no life in them. Turn with me to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew in chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And look at verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Yeah. They claim to be ministers of Christ. They claim to speak his word. They claim to tell the word of God as of Christ. And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. I mean, have we not done many wonderful works? Look at what we're doing for the Lord. You know any such individuals like that today? Whether they be false prophets, or whether they be false servants. You know any such people then? Why, look at what we're doing for the Lord. Line it up with Scripture, folks. Did Jesus Christ tell them to be doing the things they're doing? Was it thus saith the Lord? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. There's a many, many across our land today, and many across the world, and I fear there are many in our Baptist churches today. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to say that to them. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You see, they were just professors. They were professing to do what they were doing for the Lord. But it was foreign to the Word of God. It was foreign to the Word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They were not among those. They were not among those that were given to Jesus. They were not among those that were given to Christ. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 69. And look with me here, beginning with verse 13. And I reckon, hope you recognize who this is speaking of. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me
in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto me, my soul, and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I look for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. You see, Jesus Christ is speaking here. This is a prophetic psalm of Jesus Christ and the sufferings that he went through and the agony that his soul was in as a man, as the man Jesus. And as he prayed there in the Garden of Gethsemane, what did he do? He sweat great drops of sweat, as it were blood running down his brow. As he hung there on the cross, what did they give him to drink? Vinegar mingled with gall. You see. Yes, these never were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. These never were written in. They'll never be written in, because they were not written in before the foundation of the world. Therefore, they were not given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not being Christ, Christ does not give unto them eternal life. They shall be forever, forever excluded from the land of Israel. God has sworn in his wrath concerning them that they shall never enter with the returning captives in the land of Israel. That is those false prophets. And those who followed those false prophets. Those ones that they deceived. And because why the ones that they deceived? Because the ones that they deceived, that's what they were wanting to hear. They said, speak unto us smooth things. Things that tickle our ears. Things that we have a fancy to hearing. Listen, folks. That's what the people want to hear today. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear that God is love, and oh, He loves you. He loves everybody. And that He's not a God of wrath, and He wouldn't send anybody to hell.
That's what they want to hear. And that's what they're being told.
And these who are doing that are padding their pockets with the money. Because they're packing in the buildings, the great big buildings.
And He says to these false prophets in Ezekiel that they'll never enter into the land. They'll not be returning with the returning captives into the land of Israel. And so He says to those today, turn with me to the book of Revelation. Revelation. Verse 27. Concerning the new heavens and new earth and the new city Jerusalem. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Nothing that has profaned the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing that has profaned the name of God, which these false prophets in Ezekiel's day were guilty of. They had profaned God's holy name. Nothing that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. They're the only ones. The only ones that'll be there. The only ones that'll be there in the new heavens and new earth in the new city Jerusalem. I ask you tonight, is that you? Is that you? Or are you just making pretend? Making believe? You're a false prophet? Been falsely deceived? Because that's what you wanted to hear? Wanted to believe? Well, we'll stop there tonight.